Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. I am Spencer Hall. We have a special guest tonight, by the way. As usual, we're joined by Jason Kirk. Say hi, Jason.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, yeah. He's our college football editor. Mayordomo. Sultan, if you will. The coordinator of all things on the minor league gridiron for us at SB Nation. Ryan Nanny, who does...
No, please please refer to me as by my roller derby name, Hell Kiper Jr.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
I love that. Still not my favorite roller derby name of all time, which would be Lucille Brawl.
Excellent.
That's still my favorite.
I saw it. Jacksonville has one. Her name is Cruella Duval. Which after Ryan made a joke a few weeks ago about a Tennessee fan taking that handle, looked up Duval and yep, some young lady already thought of it.
Taken. All your dangerous ideas, Jacksonville's already cornered the market on them.
Yeah. Wifer, hirer, adopter into your family, you want her on your team. And because today we are going to be going through, and I can't believe we're going to do this, we're going to attempt a mock draft.
This was your idea. You proposed it.
I know. But who says my ideas are good? Not me.
No one.
Yeah, no one. And in order to fill out, it would have been, I think, an insurmountable task with just the three of us. So in order to, I think, one, round out the roster, two, bring in somebody with some actual knowledge of the beat, and three, to get somebody who can count and make sure that we're all going in the right order, we've brought on Harry. Harry?
Hold on. So you guys didn't tell me I had to bring knowledge. I didn't know that was a qualifier for this.
Well, hold on.
Harry forgot his knowledge.
It's knowledge in the same way that, like, Capri Sun is juice, you know?
Oh,
like, as long as
then we're good.
As long as you're meeting 10%, you're good.
Yeah, we're great. I'm at about 11.
Yeah, this is not, it's knowledge product.
We got SB Nation NFL expert Harry Juicy Juice Lyles.
Harry Lyles Jr., correct?
Correct. The second version, the remix, if you will.
I'll give you the NFL draft question straight from the NFL Scouts questionnaire. What's it feel like to be the watered down secondary version of Harry Lyles?
Wow.
How does that make you feel?
I mean, you know, I've got a chip on my shoulder. I'm a little bit sneaky athletic myself. And, you know, I'm just going to take that, run with it, use it as motivation because that's what I do. You know,
I'm drafting this guy second round. He gets it. He gets it.
All the great.
So how are we going to be doing this tonight? We are going to have teams assigned to each one of us. We are going we're going in the order of the actual draft, correct?
Yes. I randomly assigned everybody a roughly equal number of teams. Jason gets an extra one, and that's more a function of the fact that there are three teams that aren't in the first round of the draft at all. So we won't be talking about, what is it? Houston, Kansas City, and I forget who the third one is.
Looks like Cincinnati.
No, the Bengals are in. Bengals are in. I know this because I'm repping the Bengals.
Are they?
I mean, well, you've already killed my confidence. So yeah, I do feel pretty Bengals right now. Thank you. Jason, though, man, Jason got a hell of a draw here. Jason is representing some of the finest teams. He's got the Browns. He's got the Colts. He's got the Raiders. He's got the Packers. I looked, and I'm pretty sure, and I'm sorry this happened to you, Jason, that you are representing a pretty good collection of championship teams, especially because you also have, looking towards the end of the draft, the Eagles, the Pats, the Saints, and the Seahawks. So congratulations. You've won like so many Super Bowls.
Yeah, I have a lot of downtrodden franchises that won titles long, long, long ago and everyone's forgot about them, such as the Saints and Browns.
I trust you to be so responsible with that Saints pick. Absolutely.
Oh, we're all looking forward to it.
I think you're going to be extremely responsible with it. So we're going to start. Jason's up first, and then we've got Harry with the New York Giants. Spencer's repping the Jets, and then it's back to Jason, and we'll just sort of take it from there. We're not going to do the whole goddamn draft order. Look at the ticker.
Before we start, this is both for Harry's edification and for that of the listener, and it'll be the only edification we provide on this entire podcast, I promise.
Oh, God.
We are college football writers for the most part, college football fans. We watch a lot of college football. The amount of seriousness that we are going to devote to this draft, both in picking one, I think, positions of need for each team, if that's what you're looking for. No.
Not a lot of guards flying off the board in this draft, I predict. Something tells me.
No. If you think, you know what? I really want to hear what Jason's going to pull because he's got the Browns. And I'm a Browns fan, and I'm really wondering what direction they're going to go. Yeah, well, man, bail. You need to leave.
The Browns are kind of a bad example because I really might do better.
You might? Yeah, I think you might. For my example, okay. Actually, we're at QB again because I guess the Jets. Go figure. The Jets need a QB again.
They got Teddy. They got Teddy. Now they're fine.
For the 48th year in a row.
See, it's easy. This shit is easy. Just draft a quarterback. So, am I on the clock now?
You're on the clock. I'm just getting back.
I love that NFL draft song. All right, I'm on the clock. Cleveland Browns number one pick. We got to go quarterback just because if you got the number one pick and you have a quarterback who is pretty good, obviously you need to try to add another one who is pretty good. Anyway, the NFL is the NFL. So, in my heart of hearts, Baker Mayfield is the pick here. Most proven quarterback in the draft, the highest ceiling in the draft, whether you go by, in production, however you want to measure it at the college level. I have confidence he's going to come in and spite himself to the Pro Bowl, no matter where you put him. It'll take a while if we're talking about the Browns, but there's a higher motive here. It's time to draft Josh Allen to own the libs. Josh Allen is my number one pick. Wow. The Giants are on the clock.
Shit.
Unbelievable. You know, Jason, honestly, if I were you, speaking as a college football fan myself, I think we all can agree here that we all love us some Lamar Jackson. And the New York Giants certainly need a quarterback. I know Saquon Barkley is a very popular pick here, but I am going with our college football playing son, and I'm going with Lamar Jackson for the New York Giants because, New York needs some flair. And him and Odell Beckham, give me that. I need all that real fast.
Spice, that's so – hold on. Are we fattening Eli up and moving him to fullback or something?
I mean, that wouldn't be a terrible alternative, you know?
You've seen that.
Let him play some blocking tight end.
Yeah, you've seen that beach photo. Why not? Eli Manning wants to get a little thick. You can tell.
Yeah.
He's responsible.
He's got some Jason Witten in him. If Lamar can play wide receiver, right?
Yeah, that shirtless photo to me that said room to grow.
That's exactly what it is. Spencer, you're on the clock.
Yeah, I am on the clock. By the way, Eli Manning has the look of a man who always eyes your basket of grouper nuggets at the beachside restaurant, right? Oh, delicious grouper nuggets.
What Eli face actually is it's the face of somebody who's saying like, oh, I know when they come back to ask if we want more chips, I should say no, but I don't want to say no. I do want more chips. Why can't we?
So I, representing the definitely got there all on his own, Woody Johnson's ownership group for the New York Jets, have the honor of trying to choose a signal caller. That is the need that the Jets have. And in truth, Jets fashion, I'm taking tight end, baby. You waited 48 hours outside on the pavement to get in wearing your Jets jersey, wearing your Fireman Ed hat, drinking Sparks that you kept after they discontinued making original recipe Sparks for 72 hours, drinking it straight to get into the draft. And guess what? Fuck you. I'm drafting the tight end because I'm an insane rich person who doesn't care whether we're actually competitive. It's the best. Mike Gesicki, Penn State, tight end.
I love that. Go the Jets, suspense fuck of you. That. The drama of that was that we were waiting to see whether you had a particular tight end in mind, or it's just any tight end.
Tell me I didn't just do the Jets proud and continue the tradition. Tell me.
It'll work.
Fuck.
Certainly.
So that puts Jason back on the clock at four with, you know, obviously his, I feel like Gesicki was definitely who he was going for there.
So that really threw a curveball in my entire strategy. I'm going to draft Baker Mayfield now, which doubles the chances of me landing on the correct quarterback. And if we're being quite honest, the second choice was better than the first one. I'm going to try and get that, you know, the photo that goes viral every season of the Browns jersey with the quarterback names on the back. I'm trying to turn that thing into a whole, you know, like a ball gown. I want that thing. I want a train going behind that thing with like three servants having to carry the end of it. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. Like a biblical begot one of those chains. I like that.
Yeah. We're going to be able to tell the earth is exactly 7,000 years old based on my Cleveland Browns quarterback draft history.
Gosh. So I have the fifth pick for the Broncos. I was not expecting things to work out the way that they did. This is going to be the most boring pick, but it's going to pay off later because I'm going to go ahead and take Saquon Barkley off the board here. And I'm doing that because, yeah, he's talented, and yeah, Case Keenum gets a weapon and blah, 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 blah. But more importantly, now we're starting to go to the camera of Sam Darnold sitting in the green room. Sam Darnold just being like, it's fine. Just eat some more peanut brittle. Everything's fine. They said this might happen. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the fact that, like, I don't know, the next six teams or so already have a quarterback, and I'm at best case, I'm going to be a Bill. So just stay calm. Stay calm, Sam. Everything's fine. And then that's when Sam Darnold quietly starts to apply to take the LSAT. Jason, you're on the clock for the Colts.
Shit. All right. Okay. So, I don't know a single thing about what the Colts need. I know they have a quarterback when he is healthy, which seems to be rare. Harry, that's correct, right?
That is correct. I can confirm this. This news.
Has anybody even seen Andrew Luck alive in like the last 3 months? I feel like they're just sort of like bringing him out onto the balcony and hoping nobody notices. Oh, he's asleep. Oh, he's resting. Leave him alone. Photograph him from afar, but he's fine. His shoulder is fine.
Yeah, I mean, he's been in hiding, that's for sure. I mean, honestly, the only time we see him nowadays is in the general Andrew Luck memes, which at this point have been stolen many, many times over. Yeah, that's about his existence now. I mean, if he never came out on the field next year, I mean, I don't think anybody would be surprised. You know, it's not like anybody really is playing for the quarterback for the Colts anyways nowadays, at least when he's hurt. So
yeah, the Colts are kind of post-quarterback.
Definitely.
They've moved past all
They're starting a new trend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. They'll just put a small forward out there.
How long do you just let Andrew Luck sit there before he becomes Jim Irsay's, like giving tree? Right? And he just chops an arm off of him. You can take it because you need it.
I love you. I'm going to hide my Percocet inside your trunk. All right.
Have you read this pretty great book about Percocet? It's got a lot of cool facts in it.
The beast is loose. I need to chop off your leg.
Oh, that's okay. I make a lot of money. I'll buy a new leg.
So I'm going to veer away from the quarterbacks at this point because Int Andrew Luck is entrenched in Lucas Field Oil State, whatever it's called. The national champs have yet to be represented here, so let's go get Shaq Griffin of UCF.
Ooh.
He's a fucking baller, so
dude,
who
I
can
love,
complain
I
about
love
that?
It.
That's good.
That's like actually good.
I like that. Sure. I like that pick.
Love it.
All right, now Tampa Bay Bucks fan Harry gets to represent his squad. 813. Gosh. What's up?
Not my Buccaneers. shout out Mount Bethel Elementary though. Buccaneers, man, got a bunch of needs. Not a very good NFC South team. They could probably use a running back, cornerback. And you know what? We're actually going to go with Micah Fitzpatrick for two reasons. Oh. Both of them have to do with his name. Because one, Micah Fitzpatrick is one of the best names in this draft. And two, it gives him another Fitzpatrick to go along with Ryan. So that's why we're going to go in that direction. This is strictly a name-inspired pick. And that's pretty good for the Buccaneers because they'd probably miss this pick up otherwise.
I like how Harry made an actual great pick. Like Minka very well could be the best player in this draft.
Yeah,
but he translated it for us. You know what I mean? Like he made it sound as dumb as he could, so we'd be like, "Oh yeah."
This is also good because it gives racists who live in Tampa cover when they buy a jersey.
Oh my god!
Not everyone in Tampa is racist. Just some people. Okay.
Just Hulk Hogan,
brother. I like that one Fitzpatrick brother. No, the other one. The Irish.
Oh my God. The one who's not a brother.
I'm disappointed that we don't have Chris Berman. I'm really not, but only because he would go so painfully dumb on that. He'd be like, Minka Coop Fitzpatrick.
All right.
You'd go, don't do it. Don't do it. Minka Coop. This is another moment where I'm going to make an accidentally good choice for the team that I'm assigned because the Chicago Bears are on the clock. And to be honest, if I didn't actually know what they needed, I would still pick a linebacker. And I would still pick a linebacker in the middle, right? Because that's all I really know about the Bears. I'm like, they always have a mighty middle linebacker because I can name two of them. That's it. Like historically, I can name like two, maybe three guys who played linebacker who were real good for the Bears. Fortunately, they actually do need a linebacker. So this time I will play fake and actually do the correct thing. You cannot lose with a good, highly rated linebacker named Roquan. You can't. It's not
sure
possible.
Can't.
So I'm going to go ahead and take Roquan Smith because he's legit bad, y'all. I mean bad. I mean, he is nasty. He is real smart, real good. This is me actually playing along. Hi, Chicago. I gave you Roquan Smith. Please be good to him. He's just absolutely brilliant.
Also, him in the Chicago area, a lot of Notre Dame fans got a good look at him last year.
Oh, did they now? How'd that go for him?
Not too well for them, but it bodes well for the Bears.
What you're telling me is he's comfortable in the area.
Yeah, he can recruit the area.
I was saying, you know, it's interesting. If you play anybody in the NFL who plays a high school offense, he'll be able to read it. I saw him do that.
Okay, so Spencer made a good pick. I'm going to make a not good pick. The Niners have had an interesting offseason, an interesting couple of years, really. They've had some relatively solid draft picks. They made what looks like it's going to be one of the better trades, definitely in franchise history, maybe in league history, to get Jimmy Garoppolo. And you think, okay, the pieces are starting to come together. What sort of like the cherry that we can add to this sundae with the 9th pick? And it's a kicker. So I'm giving you Florida's own Eddie Pinheiro, because now this is really more for Eddie's sake. I want Eddie to be able to play on a team that has a fucking offense and can throw the ball. I want him to experience it because he suffered and he deserves it. And he deserves a chance to just say, oh, it's only a 38-yard field goal? Fine. I don't have to try 58-yard field goals all the goddamn time. Eddie, this is for you. I made this pick for you. And also because I work with a crazy Niners fan, and the idea of taking a kicker, just the idea that he would throw up if they did this with the 9th pick is really valuable to me.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Alex's shitty slack would hit a...
Hey, those things are beautiful, damn it.
They're a form of art.
They're really something.
Jason, I'm gonna show Jason.
Oh, I'm on the
finish the top 10 with the Raiders.
All right, so the Raiders brand is what I care about most here. The Raiders brand is you go and you draft the fastest guy who can be pointed in one general direction. Will he know what to do once he gets there? It won't matter. He'll be the first one there. But, Harry, is this right that the Raiders, like, they have like the most expensive offensive line now? They're like,
yes,
the opposite of the old brand, basically.
I do believe that, yeah. And I think that has a lot to do with their current swaggerless owner with the swaggy haircut, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's normcore. Okay, it's different.
We're going to go get Dante Jackson from LSU. This class's fastest guy. He's a good player. Play some cornerback. Do they need one? I couldn't tell you. He's fast.
It's not important. All teams just say you need depth. Just say he was the best player available. Whenever you feel like you may have made the wrong choice and didn't pick somebody for need, just say he was the best player, top player on our board. We had him top four. We're surprised he fell this far.
What, you don't have any offensive linemen.
This is best player available. This is the third round. How did you have him in your top four? Well, we just did. I don't know what to tell you. We know more than everybody else. Again, Florida's own Harry Lyles, representing the state of... No, I can't keep that up. Harry, you're on the clock for the Miami Dolphins. I'm sorry.
As the GM of the Dolphins, I would first off, I know we still have Sam Darnold sitting in the green room, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm giving him a phone call right now, and I'm kind of dragging this out a little bit, and then I'm going to let him know that we're going to draft JT Barrett with the number 11 overall pick out of Ohio State. You know, one of the best quarterbacks in Big Ten history. We're going to go with old JT, and Sammy is still sitting in the green room.
I mean, we saw him play head-to-head, didn't we?
Sure did. Sure did. And that that worked out in his favor pretty well there. So, you know, now I guess we've got Buffalo on the clock. And, man, that that warm weather just got a whole lot colder.
Yeesh.
Quite unfortunate.
Oh, man. I don't know why for some reason I thought maybe Harry's going to come on and, like, do a series. Nope. Not at all. Harry gets the drill here.
Oh, no.
Great job.
Absolutely not.
All right, Spencer. I do want to pause here really quickly. If somebody does want to Photoshop Mel Kiper's hair onto a photo of Spencer with his beard in its current status, would love that. Spencer, you're on the clock for the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Football Bills.
Apparently, you know, you lose a Richie Incognito. And you need somebody who's like Richie Incognito, a cop, right? Mm-hmm. He's a cop, and they don't really have any offensive linemen. And the thing here to do would be with the first pick, to take the glamorous pick, to go get, like, we still have Josh Rosen on the board, right?
We got Rosen, we got Darnold, we got some quarterback talent.
Yeah, he's in the green room. He's got his, like, fuck Trump hat on, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's, you know... He's doing something super millennial just to annoy all the GMs watching, including me. And I don't like that short attention, me first, gotta know why I'm asking you to do something anti-authoritarian stuff. Yeah, buddy. That's why I'm going to go get a thug. I'm going to go get Quentin Nelson from Notre Dame. which is actually a good pick again.
It is actually a really good pick.
It is a real good pick for Buffalo.
What's wrong with it?
Because Quentin Nelson plays offensive line like somebody who might be a bad person.
Welcome to Buffalo.
Welcome to Buffalo.
Wait. Wait. Oh shit! There has been a trade. There has been a trade. Washington was in position to make the 13th pick, but fellas, big breaking news here. They have traded with the Minnesota Vikings. That's right. They have got Kirk Cousins going back to Washington. He thought he was free, but it's not happening. Minnesota has traded up, and in this slot, that's right. Sam Darnold, I have given you a home. I have given you a cold weather football home in Minnesota. You will be so quickly judged and hated by Minnesota Vikings fans who will still wear all of the Kirk Cousins gear that they bought because they're thrifty. And they recognize the value of a dollar. So if you think that they're just going to, we're not going to wear our custom Kirk Cousins shirts and jerseys. Nope. They're wearing all that shit. They don't have money for Sam Darnold stuff anymore.
Oh, you know, and you know, we can still make it work. Because if I take my cousin to the game and he wears his cousin's jersey and I got my cousin's jersey on, we're all correct. Yep. Sure cousins.
So yeah, Kirk Cousins, enjoy life back in Washington. Yep, that's right. You are back in a two quarterback situation. Nothing good can happen to any of us. Sorry.
Think about Alex Smith. How could you possibly do that to him? That is so cruel. That is so cruel.
Well, I think Alex Smith also only thrives when he's in a two quarterback system,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like he always needs someone else.
Yes. It's the Batman Joker relationship. Except
which,
if Batman could only throw batarangs like 7 to 8 yards.
I think if it's Kirk Cousins and Alex Smith, that's like two Commissioner Gordons.
Oh, we look great in trench coat.
I need a frail, wiry looking man in a windbreaker.
That's Alfred and Alfred.
All Okay, Jason, you're back on the clock for Green Bay.
My Packers are on the clock, and I was going to do a stupid joke pick, because as I understand it, the Packers need defense, boring stuff like defense. So I was going to go get Dimitri Flowers, the Oklahoma fullback, just because the Packers should always have a lot of fullbacks. But y'all left Josh Rosen available, and Aaron Rodgers is, I don't know, leaving or something. I don't know. So let's go get another smart ass, fearless, chill quarterback who's really good from the state of California.
This is great.
Let's just swap him right on in there.
Now you and I have created a good divisional rivalry. We've taken two young men out of California and made them play in the wintry north because, you know, college is the only good time in your life, basically. This is shaping. I love the narrative we've set up here. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer. Actually, not just Spencer, audience members. I want everybody to close your eyes, assuming you're not driving a car. Spencer, you're not driving a car, right?
Not a car, no.
Okay, well, that's terrifying. Close your eyes anyway. Okay. I want you to picture a man. I'm going to paint you a word picture of this man.
Okay.
His life is hellish. His diet, rough, man. It's mostly mozzarella sticks, twice baked potatoes, a lot of grease, a lot of saturated fat. Why is his diet like this? Because he's always on the road,
mm-hmm.
constantly touring the country. Not big cities, not Tokyo, not Austin, not even Atlanta, Miami, New York. He's going to the small places. And why is he doing this?
Mm.
He's doing this because he's a contract killer, and he goes to where witness protection is. And he finds people who have ratted on organized crime, and he kills them.
Okay.
Now you combine these two things, the stress of the diet that he consumes, the emotional stress of the dread task he has taken upon himself through generous compensation from his employers. What do you think this man's hair looks like?
I'm going to guess that with that diet, the stress and the ever-demanding stress of age, that it's probably creeping back, is what I'm guessing. It's probably losing hair.
That's incorrect. His hair is amazing.
What?
And it's frosted because the man I've just told you about is Guy Fieri. That's right. Guy Fieri, actually a contract killer. Diners, drive-ins, drives-in, and whatever the word.
Triple D!
Triple D? It's just a front for him to kill witnesses for the government. But you're not Guy – Spencer, you're not Guy Fieri.
Darn right.
I'm not Guy Fieri. Our bodies can barely take, like, normal amounts of human stress. Guy Fieri is sort of this superhuman. So assuming you, listener, are also not Guy Fieri, and if you are, Guy, absolutely, call us. We would love to talk to you. I don't know about what. I feel like there's probably not going to be a deep conversation, but let's at least open ourselves to the possibility. What's the worst that could happen, Guy Fieri? But if you're not, for everybody else, Spencer, what are we here to talk about?
We're here to talk about what to do about that. If you're normal and things are, you know, taking a toll on you, we're here to talk about 4hims.com.
These stats, man. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. Guy Fieri, 72. But you wouldn't know it because, again, he's impervious to all of our normal human stressors. Can't be killed, can't even be slowed down. But you can. How do you combat the ravages of time and the world around you? You try hymns. You try science. Because now that baldness, that thinning, that creeping line of hair, that can be optional. They've got well-known generic equivalents to name-brand prescriptions. They want to help you keep your hair. And in the same way that Guy Fieri cannot go to the hospital with a gunshot wound, because that's how the government starts to track you down and identify who is the diner's serial killer, you don't have to go to the waiting room. You don't have to go to the doctor's visit. You just go to 4hims.com. We're going to make it much like extra fruit being drizzled over Guy Fieri's cheesecake. Again, the only way he consumes fruit. We're going to sweeten the deal for you. Tell them about it, Spencer.
Well, in order to order now, if you would like to do that, and I strongly encourage you to, because, like Guy Fieri, you know, you want to rock in this life, right? You want to go from town to town. covered in flames like a beautiful car, like the gorgeous stretched limousine of good living you want to be. Our listeners, they're going to get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today. Right now, as the people say in the ad industry, while supplies last. If you want, go to Hims.com/shutdown. That's right. For Hims, FORHIMS.com/shutdown.
And that's, and you know, before we close this out, you're probably wondering, I didn't know Guy Fieri was a contract killer. What if he's coming for me? If he is, there's nothing you can do. You can't stop him. You will just be another deep fried pickle spear going down his dread gullet. And that's the way it is. But if you're going to go out, at least go out with good hair, because Guy, right before he pulls that trigger, and he always looks you in the eye before he pulls the trigger, because that's important to him, that connection. That's the only human connection he has left. He's gonna look at you and he's gonna say, "Hey, sweet hair, bruh."
Gentlemen, if I may, I would like to comment on the Packers pick. I would like to add that the real value here is that they're getting a quarterback that probably has a better relationship with his family. And I think that's very important here. And that's going to take the Packers to the next level.
He does. He talks about his parents a lot.
You know? So, I mean, that's the kind of player you want on your roster. I don't know about you guys, but that's quite a winner.
He has yet to disown his brother.
I hope Josh Rosen also does the Aaron Rodgers thing where in his lineup announcement, he doesn't reference his college. He just burns UCLA altogether. And he's just like, yeah, your Belinda Tennis Academy. That's where I'm from. Fuck you, UCLA.
This is the one thing you notice, by the way, the NFL is so dysfunctional just as a human enterprise that Aaron Rodgers doesn't talk to his family. And you know that there are people in the Packers front office who are like,
he gets it.
He's so committed.
He's focused.
So focused. The most,
I think,
focused.
Knowing Josh Rosen the way we know him, I think in that opening lineup, he's just going to say, why?
All right, Harry, you're on the clock for the Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals, man. Well, you know, they could probably use a quarterback here because I know they don't want to, you know, pay Sam Bradford $20 million for more than one season. But guess what? We're not going to go that route. We're going to get them a wide receiver, and there are some talented ones in this class. I think Calvin Ridley is probably the best one, but we're going to reach again here. We're going to go with the guy from Notre Dame. How do you say this young man's name? We're going to call him ESB. Help me out with this college football.
Equanimeous. Is that Equanimeous
Imhotep Tristan J. St. Brown.
Isn't that's the name of the new Dave Chappelle special?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, we're going with him.
It's actually my favorite Dave Brubeck album, so it's perfect.
Also, he speaks like 9 languages, so all the politicians in Arizona will chase him around the state angrily.
That's the real value.
That's how, but he's elusive. That's the important thing. Spencer, you're on the clock for Baltimore.
free basing Old Bay in a pair of purple and black Zubaz. That's me, baby. I'm told that that they need a wide receiver, and because Baltimore doesn't have wide receivers, which makes sense. They really only had one ever, and that was like Steve Smith.
He was more of a fighter.
Yeah. Well, no, you're on to my tack here. You see the path, the gilded path that I am trotting in getting down here, because normally I would think here that if you wanted a wide receiver and you wanted a real good one and one that, you know, you're like, I'm a draftnik, I saw this, I'm real smart, all these other dummies didn't pick this up, I'd go with James Washington from Oklahoma State. Sure, he's the second ranked guy by position, but you know, he played in Stillwater. Nobody saw him. Played in one of those gimmicky college offenses. Wrong. I'm gonna pick somebody I know is a brawler. I'm gonna pick somebody I know has been in a fight. I'm gonna pick somebody I know is nowhere close to the 5'11" he's listed at. Okay, that's Anthony Miller from Memphis. Okay, damn right. He's fast as hell. He's short. He's mean. Perfect for Baltimore.
I like Steve Smith because he's sort of like He's if you started an RPG as a magic user and you're like, yes, I'll be a wide receiver. But then you started dumping all your points into like combat, like strong attack, weak attack. And you're like, oh, you're not really doing the magic. Shut up. I'm a magic user who loves to fight. That's what I am.
It's like your character literally cannot pick up a sword, so you're hitting people with a staff.
It's magic. It's magic how bad I put you to sleep.
Heal right. Self. Why would I need to do that? I never lose points.
Spell. I'll spell KO. All
right. I'm going to do a really boring pick. Derwin James is still on the board, and I have to put him on the Chargers. In part because... maybe if I'm the Chargers and I'm like, God, Philip Rivers is still around. Maybe we can convince him to wear a non-contact jersey in practice. Maybe we can tell Derwin James just like, hey, you know, we're trying to move the franchise along. You think you can? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What do you want? Ruptured kidney? Coming up. Derwin James, you are here and you are here to kill your own quarterback.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Okay. I'm up on the board for Seattle. We are going to stay local. We're going to go get Hercules Mata'afa from Washington State.
Ooh.
But a little bit of a tweener, doesn't have a position. Played DT in college, but he's pretty small. Could be an edge. Could even be a linebacker if he slimmed down a bit in the pros. But no. This is Seattle, buddy. We're converting him to offensive lineman.
All pro.
Could he be worse? Could he be worse than some of the current options?
No.
Like I said, we're here to make stupid jokes and actually improve your NFL team.
You know, Seattle's basically Arcade Fire, right? Like, you play violin? Wrong! You're our drummer now!
Muscle confusion. The roster.
Zergrush!
Alright, Harry, you're up for Dallas.
Yes, I am up. The Cowboys, they could really use a wide receiver. Dez Bryant is gone. He is rumored to be going a bunch of different places that I don't care about. And, you know, the Cowboys are still owned and operated by Jerry Jones. And, you know, he likes to mix shit up. And that's what we're going to do at this pick, you know. We're going to take Will Hernandez out of UTEP. And he plays on the offensive line, but we are not going to play Will Hernandez on the offensive line. We are going to make him the Dallas Cowboys' new kicker. Because there is video of him knocking down a 40-yarder in practice. So guess what, Dan Bailey? Even though you're one of the best ever kick in the NFL and one of the best today, you're gone. We're going to go with Will Hernandez, the big guy, the kicker.
Is he also is he also on kickoff duties? Because I really like the idea of somebody being like, it's just the kicker to beat. Oh, God, he's huge. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's perfect. Stick him in midfield. Just leave him on like the 20. And if he's got to get there, you know, I think he ran a sub 640. So, you know, you got a shot. He's a big guy.
I like the idea of having to fly, take a 17-hour flight from El Paso to Dallas.
Well, you gotta go to San Francisco first. There's no direct.
Right, you gotta lay over.
That makes it shorter, actually. Don't ask how.
All right.
The math works.
Spencer's tour of sad football teams continues with the Detroit Lions.
I can't believe he's still on the board because even though some of us are, you know, making joking picks, I'm gonna make a pick here that I think is both a joke and serious. Detroit needs a running back, and Detroit also needs a defensive lineman of some sort. They don't have any. They just don't. End? Tackle? Sure. Whatever. Why don't you get somebody who can play all three? Why don't you get somebody who might, I don't know, feasibly line up at strong safety, too, if you needed him to. Someone so nimble, fast, and terrifying that his name itself will be what he brings to opponents. That is correct. I'm taking Alabama's own Daron Payne.
That's a surprisingly good pick.
Actual good pick.
Yes. This is a great pick.
This shit ain't so hard.
I'm gonna make probably a good pick too as well for the Bengals. You think of I'm taking a guy who's coming from an establishment college football program, a school where change is not a thing that happens. They have stability in coaching. They mostly have stability in record. Have they won or played for a national championship? No. Are they consistently in the postseason? Yes. Do they play well there? It doesn't matter. That's kind of what the Bengals are. So Josh Jackson, we're just moving you from college football Iowa to the NFL's Iowa, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Also, they both have had the same coach since 1948.
Exactly. And sometimes it's not even clear that the coach still wants to be there, especially in the case of the Bengals. Like, I really believe that the Bengals got divorced this offseason, and then both parties went out and tried dating for about a month and said, oh, Jesus. Oh, God, this sucks. Yeah, let's just stay. It's loveless, but let's stay together. I don't want to have to find a roommate.
I really feel like every 2 years, I'm like, Marvin Lewis, where is he these days? What? Still?
Still.
Still?
Still.
Yeah.
Still. Listen, the sign on the restaurant says the 96-ounce steak is free if you eat it in one sitting. And yeah, he's been here for a week, but he hasn't stood up.
Except it's 96 ounces of spaghetti noodles.
All right, Spencer, back with the Bills. Two picks, you lucky idiot.
I will tell you, my role-playing, airtight, perfect, lockstep with how I believe a Bills draft would really go, because I forgot I had a second pick. In the first
All right, so let's assume... For purposes of this draft, we're going to assume that Spencer did not make his pick on time, and I'm going to put Jason on the clock with the Pats. And if you
no, can, no, Jason, I have
yes,
a pick.
And if you yes,
can pick yes, it before no. Spencer does
with yes. the 23rd. You got to beat me to the.
Oh no, 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 no! I got my index card.
All right,
I'm not Mike Tyson. This shit. All
right, who do you want?
I was going to go ahead, and nobody. I believe that they need a quarterback, and we skipped it the first time. So I think this time we're going to pick up, you know, a guy who I was like, who's going to really appeal to the Buffalo Bills fan base just by name? You know, hard scrabble, economically anxious upstate New York. That's why I'm going with the Hilltoppers own Western Kentucky's Mike White.
White Mike.
Man, when White Mike gets picked for real, we're putting out a meme.
I want you to think about legions of Husky Bills fans wearing jerseys that say white on the back and everybody being like, yeah, we know.
Jumping through tables.
White Mike!
Crunch!
How would this go with a fan base that was, I don't know, somewhat ambivalent about Tyrod Taylor being benched for who?
Nathan Peet, that's the thing. This is a joke pick, but Nathan Peterman seriously started an NFL game last year. They could absolutely draft White Mike and play him.
This is not a joke pick.
This is an actual upgrade.
And let us not forget how efficient Nathan Peterman was. I mean, he did throw 5 interceptions on 14 passes.
Yeah, that's some players, that takes multiple games. Not Nathan Peterman. He jams it all in there, all into one compact, terrible moment.
Hey, very few incompletions, okay?
Unbelievable.
Catchable passes. It's about throwing a catchable ball. You didn't say to whom. You did not say to whom. All right, Jason, now you can make your Patriots pick.
The dreaded New England Patriots are on the clock. So if we were allowed trades, obviously I would trade down to role play as Bill Belichick, role playing as Bill Belichick.
But you would probably would trade down experience. With yourself, with the Patriots' other pick.
I have a second Patriots pick. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. The Patriots are trading down with the Patriots, and they somehow now they Bitcoined their way into like 9 fourth-round picks. No one knows how. But what are you going to do?
They unlocked the mythical 8th round. Nobody knew how.
Yeah, the whole 8th round. It's all them. All right, so Patriots, we know the type. Oddly shaped white guys, right? Mm-hmm. I have an oddly shaped white guy who also played lacrosse.
Please. Okay, well, that's not me. So, all right, I feel better.
I was going to say, the usual full cast member?
We are going with athletic Ryan Nance.
God damn it.
We're going to take Ohio State's Sam Hubbard, who is white, 6'5", former lacrosse player, and deceptively athletic.
so deceptively athletic. And he's played multiple positions while at Ohio State. I mean, really just a player's coach.
Yeah. And his name's Hubbard.
On the field.
He's like Sam Hubbard.
On the field.
If that is not a Patriot.
It's basically Humble, his name. So
basically.
Harry, I don't know how you accidentally got stuck picking half of the NFC South and not your half, but you did, so you have to pick for the Panthers now.
I think you guys unintentionally did that so I could wreak havoc, and I'm actually not going to do that on this pick. The Panthers need a wide receiver. We're going to go get him a wide receiver. We're going to get him Calvin Ridley out of Alabama, but this really isn't going to work out that great for the Panthers because, well, Cam Newton is still taking this whole Auburn-Alabama thing really seriously. So every time he throws the ball to Ridley, it may just be a little bit overthrown, mm-hmm. but he's still going to look at him like, hey, why the hell didn't you catch that, shithead? So, you know, this could be a bad pick, but on paper, it looks great.
It'll be interesting to see Cam overthrowing a receiver. I can't imagine what that would look like.
Not once, you know.
All right. Well, Tennessee's own. Tennessee's proudest son.
Mama called.
Mr. Three-star himself. Nashville's Spencer Hall.
Yeah, this is a unique situation for me because I was born in Nashville. I don't have really any sort of fond feelings toward it usually. In fact, there's kind of a general low boil of antipathy toward where I grew up. However, I will say that, you know, in recent years, my emotions have softened. And then it came time to make this pick. And I realized that no, y'all can eat shit. I guess what you need is an edge rusher, and I'm not giving you that. I'm drafting Leighton Vander Esch out of Boise State for you. There's your outside pressure. A man who could be in coverage, weighs 256 pounds and is 6'4". We'll just mock him as a DE. I'm wasting a first-round draft pick on a guy from Boise State on the defense. Bye, y'all.
Not a horrible pick.
No, it's really not terrible.
Could have gone
we've done worse. Yeah, we've done worse.
We've done way worse on this. If I really wanted to go like super bad and just get somebody like, I don't want to say a player's like really bad, I could have just given them a kicker. I could have just given them, you know, like
don't
JK
steal,
Scott.
Don't steal my strat.
Okay.
All right. So I have to pick for the Falcons. And I want to be responsible here. And I'll be honest, I had Mike Gesicki on my board. I did not know that he was going to be a top three pick, but clearly Spencer recognized the greatness I did. I'm going to give the Falcons Darius Geis. They don't need a running back. I don't care.
That's fucked up, man.
I just want to do it.
Now I see how the other 25 fan bases feel about what we've done here today.
I just want to do it because you know that he's not a bad player. So you can't be mad at me because I sandbagged you like that. You just know that that's not what you needed. And so you got to deal
literally the last thing we needed, yeah.
But you know what? It's we can make this work, though. We can make this entertaining for us, right? Because kind of like, you know, GIF in GIF, instead of Geis, we're going to make him Juice. And right. Then so every time he gets the ball, we're going to say the juice is loose.
Right. And it's
so there it is. Listen, problem solved.
Listen, and if good. You've been following social media tonight, Monday, April 23rd, you know that Julio Jones is basically retiring from football. That means Matt Ryan has no options. The Falcons might as well go to triple option. Get as many running backs as you can at this point.
Yep.
Why not?
Sure.
Jason, revenge is yours now because you get to pick for the New Orleans Saints.
Nothing to avenge because we have the all-time series record.
sure do.
And what a college football fucking thing to say.
I'm from Georgia, boy.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
So just to further tamp down little brother, we're going to go ahead and give him Gerhard DeBeer, NFL.com's wow. lowest rated prospect in this class. He is a 260-pound offensive lineman who moved here like 3 years ago. Good athlete, but I don't think he'll see the field as a NFL offensive lineman.
I like that he sounds like a corrupt South African diplomat.
He is from South Africa.
Yeah, and probably a corrupt diplomat, actually.
Diplomatic immunity.
Oh, man. All right. Yeah, I'm next. I'm next up. I've got the Steelers.
This is Harry's last pick, so I want.
Woo! I got to make this one count, don't I? Damn. Okay. Wow. Steelers, known for their defense, and if I'm not mistaken, we've left one pretty good edge rusher on the board, and his name is Bradley Chubb.
Damn!
What the fuck happened here?
How did that
happen? A little bit of a steal, guys. I don't mean to reach here.
We're not actually good at this.
I'm gonna go with the NC State product. We're gonna go with Mr. Bradley Chubb, a very Steelers pick.
We're 28 picks in. Vita Vea's probably not getting drafted in the first round.
I mean, don't we have Josh Rosen just sitting around?
No, he finally got.
Okay.
Quite possibly the best player just went at 28.
Just went at 28 to the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
Made it count. Best
they
for
needed
last.
Some help, yeah.
All right, Spencer. I'm excited for this pick.
I think this is actually my finest pick because the Jacksonville Jaguars coming off a spectacularly successful season, which I know about because I watched at least two NFL games last year, and the Jags were in one of them, and it was at the end of the season. What they need, I don't really care because we're going to select the most Duval player available, and by that I mean the most shit talking
Arkansas's Matt Jones. He's back.
You know, we're not that far off of this attitude wise, and you'll see where I'm going with this because I need somebody who basically is talks in a tremendous amount of shit, right? Has no fear of anyone, no matter what the score might be, even if it is not in his favor. And I will ask you, there was one college football player last year who, in a blowout loss, extended double middle fingers to the opposing fan base in the end zone. Who was that? Tennessee's own cornerback, Rashawn Golden. That's right. The Jags select Tennessee's Rashawn Golden strictly for that move alone.
Tennessee with a first round pick. Now I've seen everything.
Mm-hmm. Making dreams come true. Turning fantasy into reality.
Okay, so this is the pick that Washington has now. They traded down so that Minnesota could get Kirk Cousins, could send Kirk Cousins their way. So now they've got Kirk Cousins and they've got Alex Smith. Fuck it, Mason Rudolph! Mason Rudolph, you will probably end up being the starter, and we'll all get to talk about how Dan Snyder is paying two guys starter money, and neither one of them starts first.
Three, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, Mason Rudolph will probably just work for, like, I don't know, jerky or something like that. Okay. They don't have any salary cap left to pay him.
He's an intern.
This is technically an internship. Yes, he's working towards an MBA. All right, and now Jason has the last two picks for the Patriots and the Eagles. Go Birds.
Oh, man. Okay.
Don't let us down.
All right, we are going to go get another white guy who doesn't act like a white guy on the field, at least. Goodness knows, off the field, squeaky clean. Squeaky clean as can be. I'm just guessing.
Gotta be.
We're going to get Troy Apke from Penn State, the white guy who famously stunned Deion Sanders by being fast at the NFL Combine. Deion was so amazed to see a white guy run that he went down to the field to dap him up and give him a hug and basically to say, wow, dude, you're white.
Thanks.
So I think it's fair to call him the whitest player in this draft just because, I mean, you know, it's not like anybody else has been called out on national TV just for being white.
To be clear, so, Spencer had the Bills draft white Mike.
I mean, he is from Kentucky.
Okay. All right. Just go ahead.
By the way, Jason and Harry, relevant to this, he's also my leading pick in this draft to as my sleeper to race the freeze at a Braves game.
Oh, goodness.
And then with the Eagles, shit, you know what I did? I had Josh Allen down here just because they already have Carson Wentz, so why not get knockoff Carson Wentz? And I have no clue. Harry, what do they need? Anything?
I mean, you know, when you've got it all, what do you really need? I mean, you know, they got Michael Bennett this offseason. They're pretty stacked. I mean, we can go anywhere here. Just let's get creative with it. Let's get stupid.
They're going to trade down to the Browns, and the Browns draft Kyle Lauletta. They need another quarterback.
Is there any reason why, like, I know in between, you know, the commissioner in the first round announces the picks, but in between that, the podium is just empty. And I feel like when you're on the clock, you should have the right to send somebody to the podium. No, they can't make the pick, but let's get Kelsey back up there. Let's get him up there and just talking some shit about who didn't believe. They said Philadelphia was a garbage city made of flaming turds.
Yeah, all right. We'll do that. We'll forfeit our entire 15 minutes just so Jason Kelsey can talk that.
They said Nick Foles was the little kid from Jerry Maguire. That's what they said.
Roger Goodell is a skinny fat guy. And I'm a fat, fat guy.
They said Doug Peterson brushes his teeth with cookies. Mike Lombardi, the Raider.
I mean, can you do
call
that?
I'm out hawking animal from the Road Warriors. They're not as colorful as I am.
Can I, by the way, can I go over who we left on the board real
sure,
quick?
Sure, yeah.
Please.
Yeah,
yes.
Man. Fuck.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm just going off of my memory here, okay?
Well, I'm gonna open up SB Nation's Mocking the Draft, and you name who you can, and I'll just go through whoever else we also missed.
Did we not pick up? No one touched the incredibly talented Derwin James.
No, I did take Derwin.
No, James won.
Okay, yeah. So you took him. Okay.
Yes.
No one bit on Courtland Sutton, right?
Correct.
Nope.
No one bit. We did. Did we say the name Saquon Barkley?
Yes.
Yeah, he went.
God, you're. Okay. God, you're. This is why you weren't in charge. This is why.
There are 32 names, and I am trying to remember them,
Spencer,
like off the top of my head.
Why don't you let Ryan
head.
Handle this?
Okay. We did not. Tremaine Edmonds, considered possibly a top 10.
Oh,
pick.
Oh, good job. Yeah.
Out of,
good job.
Out of Virginia Tech, Denzel Ward. Nope. Didn't find him. Vita Vea, as I said, Harold Landry. I don't believe we got him. Nobody took Mike McGlinchey. Tackle from Notre Dame.
Ogbeni Okonkwo. Did we take him?
I don't believe so. DJ Moore from Maryland. Nobody took him. Taven Bryan. A Florida player went in the first round. That's all that really matters here. I don't think anybody took Rashawn Evans or Isaiah Wynn. So we did. I would say of the most recent SB Nation mock draft, first rounders, we probably hit 20 of 32. That's not bad.
I mean, I would say there were only like two or three of those that I was like, oh shit, that's a huge miss. You know, like Courtland Sutton, sure, I could see him going at the second or whatever. Sure. You know,
and listen, JT Barrett went before Josh Rosen. That's the important thing.
Best pick, in my opinion.
That's the pick that, like, is perfectly placed for Dolphins fans to just be furious. Just absolutely.
Also, let us not forget, we were four picks away from going without Bradley Chubb.
Yeah.
Four picks.
Yeah, that was or
pretty close.
Or
that's why we brought Harry on. He saved
that
us.
Was the, see, and then see, you guys, you got your money's worth. That's the one good pick that I made. And it's a very, you know, realistic NFL pick if he's on the board.
I like when you sent Lamar Jackson to the Giants and did so by just proclaiming that they don't have a quarterback. Just stating it as a matter of fact.
Sure don't.
If you say that, does Eli just like, okay, I guess I'm not a quarterback. Yeah,
I mean, after last year, I would definitely say Cooper Manning is second in the tree in power rankings, the Manning power rankings.
I just want to play Switch anyway. Switch is my new best friend.
You know where Eli should go? He should go and play across the hallway for the Jets. So he can throw to mold-breaking tight end Mike
Gesicki.
You're a millionaire, Mike.
I want you to think what a terrible existence you've cursed Mike Gesicki to. Talented tight end, has a lot to offer, had a great combine, and if he's the third overall pick to the fucking Jets, he might as well quit now.
He can play basketball. He'll go play for the
Knicks.
Nets.
For the Nets? This is better? Are you kidding me?
I want you to think about how much this could happen.
Yeah, it's all totally possible.
New York, your teams suck.
Yeah, this isn't news to anyone. Also, why do we have so many of them?
I mean, it's news because most of the rest of us don't pay any attention to your town. It's just when we look up and think about it, we realize, like, oh, wow, that's a lot of bad teams.
Listen, this is a fried chicken city, okay? Sports are just background to us.
That's true. Yeah. I understand.